Join us Sunday nights for What's New on WBAA Classical and WBAA.org. Here's a preview of this week's show. Composer Richard Daniapour's An American Requiem is dedicated to the memory of those who died in the wake of the tragic events of September 11, 2001, and in tribute to the American soldier, past, present, and future. But it was eerily conceived in 1998.
And I wrote it starting in September of 2000, and I finished it the end of August 2001. And of course, you know, this piece came as a result of my interviewing about 60 or 70 veterans, and it came from the sort of question that I remember Tolstoy asking in War and Peace of why do one people traverse their boundaries in order to kill other people? I was just, you know, interested in this question of why war. You know, why the warring instinct? Why does it seem so why does such hell seem so necessary? So I interviewed these 60 or 70 veterans from all different wars, Vietnam, Korea, World War II. And what I came away with was an unbelievable, profound respect for these guys and a very, very powerful realization of just really how hellish and heinous war is, and how it really must be avoided at all costs as a way of solving the world's problems. And so I set about writing this piece, which is part in originally it was going to be Hebrew, Latin, and English with all American poets. I finally settled for Latin with the Catholic Requiem Mass and American English in the form of Whitman, Emerson, H.D., Michael Harper, and I believe Afro-American spiritual. It was a kind of an experience for me that just the writing of it I never forget. And then, of course, as I was the day I was going to start editing the galleys, the orchestral engraving, I was calling my publisher on the morning of the 11th of September to find out how long I had to finish the editing of the galleys. And I was met with one of the assistants who was screaming bloody murder from downtown, saying that she just watched through her window the second of two planes hit the towers. And I stayed on the phone with her for about 40 minutes while she told me play by play, moment by moment, everything that was happening, including people jumping out of the windows. They were very close to it. And then I had to go back and edit the thing for the next 10 days in Aaron Copland's house, no less, where I had taken a little retreat.
Wow.
So that was, you know, that was one of those moments in my life I shall never forget, both in the sense that what I was doing related directly to what was happening, and it's almost as if I'd written a piece which in some very odd and strange way had anticipated a catastrophic event without really wanting it to or knowing it would, you know.
Composer and conductor Troy Peters remembers where he was that Tuesday morning in 2001.
And all of a sudden, I didn't find the piece, because the piece isn't about that, but I found the will to dig in and really write and really make this cello prelude work, because I realized that through young people engaging with music, there was a future. The piece I ended up writing was 3 minutes of what I think of as almost directionless wandering for the cello, this sense of numbness, this sense of why, what do I do now? And then settling back into a kind of an exhausted calm, and the voice emerges, and the voice sings, "The soul driven from the body mourns the memory it leaves behind. A dove hit in flight sadly turns its neck and sees its nest destroyed."
The soul driven from the body mourns the memory it leaves behind. A dove hit in flight sadly turns its neck and sees its nest destroyed.
Hi, I'm John Clare. I hope you enjoyed that preview, and we'll tune in for the full show Sunday night at 10 o'clock on WBAA Classical at 101.3 FM and WBAA.org.